Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Pray! Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, your automobile, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know of the power of God, how that Jesus can deliver you, set you completely free, give you great joy in your soul, and peace in your mind. Praise God. I'll tell you, Jesus Christ will get you ready for heaven. Glory to God. I'll tell you, amen. Make you happy. Glory to God. I'll tell you, the Lord and blessed Velvet and I with anointed powerful ministry, where we go into the jails and prisons and we bring Holy Ghost fire up in there. Glory to God. Preach the gospel up in there. Let people know that they can be free, and the power of God will deliver you from the life of crime and sin. Make you productive people in society. Even unto those you that's out there in the free world. Amen. The word of God is available to let you know you can come out of sin, and the Lord can set you free and give you joy on the inside, put you on the road to heaven. Glory to God. Amen. We got a fire hot message this month talking about use your time wisely. Work for Jesus. Live for Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Build your house upon a solid foundation so that you can make heaven your home. We're going to try to wrap it up on today, but I'll tell you, it's like a well of spring in your soul. Glory to God. I'll tell you, glory to God. Just call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. Those of you that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast on this radio station. And at the close of the broadcast, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companions in heaven is here to read the word of God. Amen. Jesus wants his people to have power and victory over the enemy. Pray. When you are sanctified, when you are saved, you got the devil under your feet. You got your foot on the devil's neck. Amen. Praise God. The devil has no right sitting in your lap. The devil has no right on your back, giving you a backache. Amen. In your leg, may cause your leg to hurt. Glory to God. Amen. In your hand, giving you a headache. If any place the devil has any right to be, that is under your feet. Glory to God. You need to crush Satan under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Saints of God, we need to have power and victory over the devil. When you are built on a solid foundation, you got power over that devil. The Lord is there to heal you of sickness and disease, because there's power in the name of Jesus to deliver you from what the devil got you tied to. Glory to God. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ come to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you get washed in that blood. Amen. You get, amen, protected under blood. The devil can't cross that blood to get to you. Before he get to you, he got to wade through the blood. And by the time he get to you, he'll be calling you a brother, because he be saved himself. You know that devil ain't going to never get saved. So when you're under blood, you got something to dance about. You got something to shout about, because you're built on the solid foundation. You're on your way to heaven, and the devil can't do nothing before with it. He just to sit down and look, because you got the victory. You can dance. You can shout, because your name is written on heaven's road. Woo-wee. Glory to God. Amen. That's when you're saved. That's when you're delivered. That's when you're sanctified. The sanctified people are the happy people. Glory to God. It's a glorious people. You got, because you're coming to church dancing. I mean, you just be dancing and speaking in unknown tongue. Glory to God. I'm telling you, dancing by the power of God. Amen. Let the power of God fall in the house. Cause sinners to run to the altar and get on their knees and be saved. Cause there's power. I said power in the mighty name of Jesus. There's power in the blood. That's when you use your time wisely. Glory to God. You just love your enemies. You love people. You feed the hungry. You clothe the naked. You give food and help the homeless. You do good to who? To whosoever you do good to. Sowing good seeds. Glory to God. Because, amen, you're building your house. Amen. Glory to God. The more you suffer persecution, the more you suffer the storms of life, the beautiful your house is. You know that? The devil knows that. That's why hell people can't stand nothing. Praise God. He wants you to build your house upon the sand, have a great fall. Glory to God. But when you are sanctified, when you're saved, you're able to stand when people lie on you. Stand when people treat you wrong on the job. When folks, amen, do you wrong. When they, amen, fire you. When your husband walk out on you, cheat on you. Your wife walk out on you, cheat on you. You just shout hallelujah anyhow. You don't never let your trouble get you down. When life problems come your way, hold your head up high and say hallelujah anyhow. The more the devil's attacking, the more I'm going to praise him. The more I'm going to thank him. Because that's an evident sign I'm a child of God. I'm telling you, every child of God will suffer persecution. Every child of God will be able to endure hardship. That the more you endure it, the more beautiful your house is going to be. Up in glory. Glory to God. And I'm putting it on radio. Let people know a child of God is one that will suffer and endure hard times. Endure temptation. Glory to God. What did the Bible say in Acts? Amen. Amen. 14 and 22. Because people need to know, amen, when you are a real child of God on your way to heaven, you will endure persecution. You endure suffering. You endure hardship. You got some Christians can't stand nothing. That's because they're not saved. They want to live on Easy Street. But let me tell you, you want to live on Easy Street, you go with the devil home. His home is in the fire. But let me tell you, every child of God, you'll have to go through persecution. You'll go through hard times. What did the Bible says it, Velvet?
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation into the kingdom of God.
Amen. Let you know you go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. We live in a day and time where the devil done blinded some people. Feel like that you got to live in prosperity. Be in prosperity and all that. What do it profit a man to gain the whole world and then die and go to hell? Don't let the devil fool you into gaining this world and then miss heaven. I'm telling you, I want to go through persecution. The apostles, they was great men of God. They went through persecution, and now they are ascended. Amen. They are rich, more rich than anybody here on this earth. Cause we up in heaven. Glory to God. And I want to go that road. Let me suffer so I can reign with Jesus. When you build your house upon a solid foundation, you'll be able to suffer when people lie on you. You'll suffer when people do you wrong. You'll suffer when you go through trials and tests. So maybe you'll shout the victory. You'll glory in tribulation. You're glory when people, amen, treat you wrong. You're glory when you go through hard times. Just dance and shout and give God the praise, because you got something that comes from heaven. You got Jesus in your soul. And I mean, the more you suffer, the more beautiful your house is going to be in heaven. I'm telling you, God will bless you beyond measure up in glory. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the power of God is so wonderful. Amen. It's good to have it on the inside. It's good to have Jesus in your soul. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The wise virgins of Velvet. Amen. They built their house upon a solid foundation.
Amen.
Yes, they did. Glory to God. They received the Holy Ghost. They were sanctified. Praise the Lord God. And they went into the bridegroom. But the foolish, they let the devil fool them. They had them moving, but their light went out. Glory to God. If you're not sanctified, that little joy, the devil gonna steal it. A lot of people start in the church, they go along fine, but they soon backslide. That's because they never got sanctified. They never got washed in the blood. They never got on a solid foundation. Amen. You need to get, if you want to stand, you got to get on that solid foundation. You got to get a rock bottom salvation in your soul if you want to make heaven your home. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to wrap the message up. But I'm telling you, praise our God, it's a powerful message. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to build your house. build it on a solid foundation so you'll be able to make heaven your home. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith at the close of this broadcast. Glory to God. I'm telling you, close of this message. Praise God. Just lay your hands on the radio. Amen. As a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Glory God, build your house upon a solid foundation. Glory God, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Lord, I want you to blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away. In the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them. Lord, breathe in their soul. Wash them in their blood. Glory to God. Sanctify them holy. Put their joy in them. Glory to God. Praise our God. Lord, I want you to baptize, believe, and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies, go into them jails and prisons. Let the power of God shake them jails. Hanumahanda, Hinumasilamataya, Shanda, Hinumahaya. Lord, go into these churches. Let the power of God shake them churches. Let the folk may fall under power. Hanumahanda, Hinumasilamataya, Shanda, Hinumahaya. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up. Let the power of God knock you out. Hanamahanda, Hinamasinamataya, Shanda. While you're praising God, here comes my beautiful companion, Sin Velvet. Praise God.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. So that there is no secret what God can do. What He done for others, He would do it for you. Because there is no secret what God can do. And then said, give it to Jesus, and He will work it out. You believe that prayer that Ella Holmes prayed, Jesus is working it out for you. So you can praise God. You can say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you write us and tell us about it. So we can rejoice along with you what God has done for you. And those behind prison Bob, we want you to write our ministry and put your jail number on and request for Bibles, Bible correspondence, courses, other life-changing material. We'll be glad to respond back to you. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer, your support of our ministry. You also can call and request for prayer and counseling, and we'll respond back to you also. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today, hallelujah. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what the people say, hallelujah. What you feel or what you think, whatever God has promised, He is able to perform. So give it to Him, no matter what it is, and He will work it out for you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you, and pray for Seville, our due ministry, to go into the jails and prisons to bring the gospel unto those that's behind prison bars. And we will pray for those of you that's out there in the free world. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, he make a one jail they got up there, used to have the inmates, don't serve time, let time serve you. And that's when you use time wisely. Amen. Make good use of your time. May God bless you next week at the same time for more of the Amen, the heaven-bound training prison ministry. And this is the devil and I leave my closing thought that
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.